Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
Alrighty, folks. Still guest on. Not only is he handsome, I wish you could see him. If you're joining us Facebook Live, you can. You are one of the few who gets to see Wayne's pretty face. How you doing, Wayne?
Good. Doing great. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me on. I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, of course, Wayne. He is the man when it comes to taxes, accounting. I met Wayne through baseball, and I was first impressed by his speed and his muscular biceps and how far he could hit his line drives, man. His baseball skills impressed me.
I try my best. Doesn't always work out, but I do try.
There you go. That's right. That's right, man. So Wayne and I put together an article in the Gazette this last Saturday in the real estate section that I got great feedback on. People said there was a lot of good points in there, and especially for investors, protecting yourself. It's something I've talked with Wayne about and making sure I'm in the right position so I don't leave myself liable in certain situations and that I'm taking into account all my tax incentives possible. So Wayne, just give us a background, a little bit about you, where you grew up, what you like to do for fun when you're not on the baseball field and working your calculator at home. He's got one of the biggest calculators in Colorado.
Yeah, so I grew up in New York. I originally came from there, lived there pretty much my entire life, and then decided to move out to Colorado basically in early 2016. You know, wanted to get out of the house, wanted to do something on my own. You know, I did always come out here for the summers when I was little, so I knew the area. I've got a few family members out here, so decided it was good to move out here. Worked for a CPA firm for a little while, then decided to start my own business, and I love it out here, actually. Great place to live. Lower cost of living than New York, which is kind of nice.
That's huge, man.
You know, you still get the city feel, which is really good. So definitely loving it here. You know, like to help my clients with their tax, their accounting needs, and definitely enjoying it.
That's great, Wayne. And right now, can you just give us a title of the company you're with, the contact information for you and everything?
Yeah, sure. So my company is Given CPA LLC, and I can be reached at my office number, 719-582-8492, if anyone has any questions about tax or accounting or any business questions as well.
And how about email?
Email is wayne@givencpallc.com. So you guys can reach me there as well.
Well, it's funny, Wayne. You talked about the cost of living, buddy. And
yes.
I'm going to just bring up an article that was in the Gazette last week. And the cost of living here in Colorado Springs is highest since 2004. Unbelievable how much our cost of living has gone up. But what a great point Wayne brought up, the fact that he's from a big city like New York, and this cost of living is super low compared to there, so we've just been spoiled for too long.
Right. This is nothing compared to, you know, the cost of living compared to New York. It's not even close.
Yeah, so we're finally turning into a bigger city, and with that comes cost. So it's great to hear somebody like Wayne say, a millennial, go, hey, yeah, the cost of living here really isn't that bad, because all these people are complaining about how much the cost of living is going up in Colorado Springs, but it's going up nationwide.
Right, right. We're just coming out of a recession, so, you know, you'd expect that, you know, cost of living is definitely going up. But here in Colorado, we're definitely spoiled compared to a lot of other places, even still, so.
Yeah, great. I mean, it's a good point. Good point. So we put this article together. We talked about the cash flow you can get in investment properties right now. Wayne is not somebody who looks in from the outside. He has a fourplex himself, and he'll continue to get rental properties. He knows the value in real estate. And one of the first things we want to talk about is protecting the value in real estate, and that is placing your properties into an LLC. And Wayne, why don't you touch on that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So an LLC is going to be basically an essential way to protect your real estate assets, even business assets that you have. An LLC really should be a primary form of defense. It's really cheap to set up, really easy to maintain annually. And an LLC, what it does is it segregates your personal assets from any assets that are in the LLC, whether that's a business, whether that's a piece of real estate. If something happens within that LLC where, you know, a tenant slips and falls, or, you know, a partner sues you, or a contractor.
Or if you have a big light outside, right, that covers your whole parking lot for security reasons, and that fell onto a tenant. That could be it.
That
issue.
Could be it. That could be it. Hope, yeah, I got it in 4.5 feet. Hopefully that's deep enough.
Better use good concrete.
That's right.
And if you got any real estate questions, reach out to me at my cell phone, 719-232-1063, or email justin.hermes@wesellmore.net.
So if anything happens within the LLC, the main point of it is that your personal assets will not be at risk. So if you get sued inside that LLC, your home, your car, your personal property, even your other business assets that are outside of the LLC are not going to be at risk. And that's the big benefit to doing something like that, getting an LLC.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that's just a fantastic bullet point there. And if you want to see it in writing, like I said, just look at Saturday's real estate section, June 23rd, and you can read exactly what Wayne is talking about here. And the next thing he touches on in the article is the benefits of equity stripping, another way to protect yourself. So go into that, Wayne. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, absolutely. Equity stripping is another, it's a more technical way to protect your assets. But let's say, for example, you know, you have a property and you own it free and clear, right? And say it's worth like $500,000.
Okay.
If
good situation to be in.
Well, in many ways it is, yes, for sure. So, but if it's inside an LLC and you do get sued, right, and then they win the judgment, well, guess what? Your $500,000 of equity is at risk. So the point of equity stripping is you go ahead and you encumber the property. You get another mortgage on it. You get a line of credit.
Refinance it.
Yep, you can refinance it. You can refinance it. And what that's going to do is if they do win a judgment against you, they can only get your equity, because the mortgage has a first lien position. So when the property gets liquidated, goes to the mortgage, so the creditor will only get maybe $100,000 of the property.
Of what you owe, because you refinanced it and pulled it out.
Exactly, instead of the full $500,000.
Yeah, that's a great, I mean, I didn't know that myself, that benefit, I mean, I know you can refinance and pull money out, but it's a great tool to use to take your liability away.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so, and also LLCs have another really interesting feature that I like. It doesn't work in all scenarios. It really depends on the state, but it's called the charging order protection. In some situations, if you get sued, they actually cannot liquidate your property inside the LLC. Instead, they only get access to distributions from the LLC. So that means you can still operate your real estate. You can still run it, collect payment checks, manage the property, and they're only going to get to take distributions if you take out any distributions from the LLC.
Taking your owner draws, basically.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, stuff I don't know and stuff I'm sure the average real estate agent doesn't know. And that's why, really, when I'm partnering up with Wayne to get my stuff taken care of with him, he's going to do my taxes this year and give me some of these ideas, because they are fantastic. And unless you have an accountant who's aggressive and always on, you know, the new leading techniques and tools, you miss this benefit.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So talk about your LLC, easy to operate. You know, let's just talk a little bit about how you set one of those up.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Usually you'll have a professional set one up for you, and it's not very expensive. You could set one up yourself, but recommend a professional do it, either a CPA like myself, or you can have an attorney do it. And then, you know, doesn't cost very much. And then operating it from that point forward is really simple. So there's not much upkeep that you have to do with an LLC at all. You just file an annual report. You comply with a few basic
but now corporate do you have to, formalities. Now do you have to set up your own accounts, though, for each LLC, your own bank account?
Yes. Yes, yeah. You do. Yep. So you set up your own bank account, and that allows you to segregate your personal expenses, your personal activity from the business activity.
Okay.
That's definitely important.
That's fantastic. Now, when you file your taxes, does it make it more complicated?
No, absolutely not. So there's no additional tax return required, generally speaking. And, you know, you just file the LLC on Schedule E. It's right on your personal tax return. Okay. So there's no extra filing requirements there. Very, very easy.
How much extra would you say it would cost to, if you have the guy who's salaried and he's, you know, gets $50,000 a year and he has taxes to pay and he puts stuff in an LLC, how much extra is it charged for him yearly to
to run the LLC yeah. and to maintain it.
Well, yeah, yeah, maintain it, pay the taxes.
Well, to maintain the LLC, it's basically free. There's the annual filing report with the state, which I think is $10.
Okay,
that's really the only cost there is.
But when you have an accountant who's going to do your taxes for you, and you say, "Hey, I have an LLC, I want you to handle that too," is an extra $100 or?
It may cost a little bit more, but it's going to cost barely anything extra. Maybe $50, $100 okay. onto the tax return.
So really, something smart to do with not a lot of overhead and cost.
Exactly.
Okay, that's fantastic. And talk about just real estate as a tax shelter and talk about the new tax plan that Trump put in and how that will affect us and real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. So real estate is probably the best tax shelter of anything. It's fantastic. You can make plenty of money in real estate and basically not pay very much in taxes at all. There's even a really nice tax planning strategy that you can use that's called cost segregation. So if you have a property, normally you're going to depreciate it over 27 and a half years. It takes a long time to get those deductions. And commercial real estate, you depreciate over 39 years. It's even longer.
Okay.
With a cost segregation study, you take a piece of the purchase price and you depreciate it over 5 years, 7 years, or 15 years. So you can move all the depreciation deductions forward and get a lot of tax deductions right away. And then,
so it's accelerating that, basically.
Exactly. It's accelerating that. Okay. Usually you can accelerate maybe 25%.
And that's something you've been able to do in the past, or is that with the new tax law?
You could do that in the past. You okay. do that. So awesome.
And you called that cross segregating.
Cost segregation.
Cost
study.
Segregation.
Yeah.
Gosh, I need new ears.
And then
go ahead.
The Trump tax law changes are pretty good for real estate too, honestly. It's crazy because real estate is such a powerful tax shelter, right? And the laws that he passed make it even better, which is pretty incredible.
So if you own investment properties, you're gonna get more of a tax break?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, why is that?
So there's a new business deduction. You get a 20% deduction off of your net income for the rental properties. Just an additional deduction on top of what you were already getting.
So you should owe less taxes this upcoming year than last year if you own rental properties.
Yes, absolutely.
It's great news. I mean, it's great news for people who own investment properties. If you don't, you need to get in and get one.
Oh, yeah. I think that the real estate market is going to get a boost. I think there's going to be more people getting into real estate specifically because of these tax changes.
I think it's incredible. So, guys, great input from Wayne tonight. It's too bad we only have 15 minutes because the guy's worth, you know, a ton of knowledge. And remember, you can reach out to Wayne Given at 582-8492 or email him at wayne@givencpallc.com. And he's just very professional and does a great job. And if you have any questions about real estate or how to run your business, he's your guy. And out of all the things we talked about tonight, Wayne, what's one thing you'd say is the most important that you'd want people to take away from listening to this?
Absolutely. I think, honestly, the most important thing is that if you own real estate, if you are a real estate investor, if you're, you know, planning for retirement and you own real estate and you're thinking long term, definitely go ahead and put your real estate inside of an LLC and get that really easy, powerful asset protection.
Okay, fantastic. So that's it, folks. LLC, that's something you need to put on your list to do. And if you got any real estate questions, reach out to me at my cell phone, 719-232-1063, or email justin.hermes@wesellmore.net. Wayne, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, buddy.
All righty, have a good night, folks.
Thanks.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.